have you been with Footspan?
No, I think it's about 4 years. But the first one I was replacing an actress, and it's the third creation I made with them. And sometimes you've got to invent something else, so it keeps you awake.
And what sort of themes and messages do you think perhaps it gives away that other productions maybe haven't?
I think for any actor it's a different message. That's the pleasure of this group of people, Japanese, Indonesian. But I should just speak for me. It's a message about not to be too trivial, just about love. Because the big speech, even if we have been cutting a lot of long bits, but the story is, what is love? Is it a dream? Is it a drug? Is it folly? And I think Helena is the one questioning this the more. She's asking, but what is love? I don't care if you don't love me. I will pursue you because my love is more important than anyone else.
So how long have you been involved with Footspan?
3 years, I think.
So have you been involved with other productions of Midsummer Night's Dream before you were involved with Footspan?
Well, it's funny, but the first show I did with the other company, which was a long time ago, was the Midsummer Night's Dream in French. And we did the Festival d'Anjou and all that, and that's very funny because we're going back next week to do the Festival d'Anjou in English. It's such a rich play, you know, with the three worlds. I mean, it's just the way to understand the play and to put it on stage. But the whole thing is there. I mean, it's so amazing. I mean, it's still very, very accurate and modern and all that. And I mean, he did incredible to see how he did that a long time ago. And it's very accurate.
What do you think is it that the audience loves so much about A Midsummer Night's Dream that makes?
I don't know. It's the summer. You know, it's the arrival of the summer.
Supposed arrival.
It's when you. Well, but the spring is before, of course. But it's when you. When you take the time, you dream, it's a dream, and it's summer. I mean. It's there, you know.
Yeah. Obviously, the play has a lot of multi-rolling in it. Yes. And how easy do you find that, just to switch like that between characters?
It's very fun. I mean, in that production, obviously, we play each world. We play a lover, we play a fairy, and we play an artisan. And it's a switching from those worlds. It's just great.